You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report, and this is number 487. Well, today is June 17th, 2021, and, well, missed an important anniversary. No, not a wedding anniversary, not my kids' anniversaries, any of that. June 7th, 2011. Exactly 10 years to the day from when I started podcasting full time. I'd started about 6 or 8 months before, didn't know what I was doing. And finally, on August 7th of 11, that's when I gave it all up and said, I'm just going to become a full-time professional podcaster. And here I am 10 years later, over 7,000 episodes, tens of thousands of you, hundreds of thousands have listened to me over the years. To that, I just want to express my gratitude, my thanks for making this the most amazing 10 years, the most amazing decade of my life. It really has been incredible. I've spoken with and met thousands of people from all around the world, people whom I never would have had a conversation with, didn't even know existed. And some of them I count as among my closest friends. Business-wise, the past few years has been spectacular. No complaints there. And obviously, we've had issues with our digital overlords censoring our content and sandboxing us in the algorithm so that we get less users. But I'm not complaining because it's all been worth it. There's nothing else that I would have rather been doing. For a while, when the pickings were slim, I often examined other professions, real estate. I thought maybe I'll sell Bentleys or Mercedes. And each time I gave it thought, I always came back here because this is what I love to do. I love getting your emails. I love hearing from you, hearing your stories, hearing your successes. One thing, been watching certain YouTube videos lately, no matter how low you might think things have gone, how bad things are, and that there's just no way out, there always is. You are the master of your fate. Always. And I've learned that in spades over the past 10 years. And it's just been an honor and a privilege to be doing this show. It's brought me countless times of joy, some sadness, friends have departed. All these things have taken place over the last 10 years. It's been an amazing time of my life. And the gratitude which I hold you, the audience, in the highest esteem. People, you are really intelligent, resourceful, and you know that that if you want to change things, it's up to you to change them. And now that might not be the government. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about changing your life, your family life, your children's lives, all for the better. It's up to you. And so much for my inspirational talk. I'm in New York now visiting my children. Spent last night in New York City. All the restrictions are gone. Hardly anyone was wearing a mask. There are diehards of you out there who just cannot get over, cannot stop wearing a mask. I don't understand this. I really, really don't understand it, but I guess you have your reasons, right?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early-stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assayed an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
In any event, one thing that's happened is they've gotten rid of tens of thousands of parking spaces in New York City, or thousands of them, and set up these sheds where you sit outside and you dine. And it's really quite wonderful. Went to a cigar dinner last night with a couple of friends. Really had just the most wonderful evening. The food was great. I almost felt some of that old New York spirit. I still can't stand the place. Still don't like being there. I'm just over you, New York. I really am. But one thing I did notice is dozens and dozens of empty storefronts all over. And you don't just lose close to 5-10% of your population among the wealthiest members and expect life to resume as normal. And then you take into effect the online revolution, the Amazon revolution, all of these things make it extremely difficult for retail businesses to carry on. But in New York, because of the population density, most stores could definitely eke out a living, and restaurants as well. So many of you have been put out of business by irresponsible government policies, by dictatorial, petty tyrant dictators like Comrade de Blasio and Killer Cuomo and Gestapo Gretchen, and all of these people have just put you out of business. And it's terrible to see. It really is. It's so needless. Nobody can point to any benefits from these lockdowns and these restrictions that helped stopped or slowed down the spread. It might have slowed down the spread, but then it just prolonged the actual epidemic. It's just criminal what's taken place. And no apologies, no nothing. History is going to have to be the judge, but based upon who's trying to rewrite history now, I don't even know if that's going to come out. It's just shocking to see the economic devastation that has taken place. I didn't particularly feel physically threatened, but based on the crime stats in New York, crime is totally out of control. Shootings are up 2 or 3 fold. And murders are up and crime is up. And that's just New York. New York's not even as bad as California, where stores are closing up because they passed a law lifting the felony cap for shoplifting and misdemeanors. Now, if you steal up to $950 from a store, it's a misdemeanor and it gets tossed. The cops don't even bother with it. You have to go over 1,000 in whole rings. They just go in there with shopping carts and steal everything in sight. 17 Walgreens have closed down because of this, and the homelessness, all of this. Didn't see particularly a lot of homelessness in the area where I was in New York, but I'm going back again tonight and I will report back. But the decline and the destabilization of these cities is leading to their ultimate destruction. And I don't see anything that can really stop it. I just don't. You know, it's really strange. In New York, the leading candidates are Andrew Yang, who just wants to give away the store, and a guy whose name escapes me right now. I think it's Adams, who's an African-American former police captain, a Democrat, who does want to further tax the rich. We'll see how that goes, because it's working so well now. And he's running on a law and order platform to restore order to the city. Now, you know, when an African-American Democrat is running on a law and order platform, things are crazy. And that's what pretty much sums it up. I didn't see any aberrational behavior or anything else, but the area I was in, solid area, Upper West Side, and I just drove and didn't even pay attention to the rest of the city. But something to consider. And this is a total failure of government. When I moved from New York, in 2012 and moved to Florida, it was because of this very anarchic, chaotic situation. I knew it was inevitable. It was going to happen. I didn't know COVID was going to come about. But one of the main reasons I moved out of New York was to get away from it. Not to say Florida's perfect. It's hardly perfect. But it's a lot closer to perfection than New York is ever going to be. We have the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis. I will admit I was very upset with him when he ordered the lockdown because I knew from the get-go lockdowns were not going to work. They were ineffective, and all they would do was cause economic destruction. But at least it wasn't that well enforced in my area. I went out and did whatever the hell I wanted. I did not stay in my house, and the hell with them. I refused to be intimidated and cowed by them. And I seldom wore a mask. I got COVID. You all know the story. And now I'm in better shape than ever because of COVID, because it made me really focus on my health. Look, my diet wasn't good. I was doing certain unhealthy things. And now I've changed most of that. I've corrected it. So to me, COVID was a blessing because I think I was dying a slow death before I got it. The weight control, the blood pressure, blood sugar, everything. Had an amazing blood test, and I know it's going to be even better this time. Working out, I should be doing a little bit more. I've kind of COVID got me out of it, but I will get back into it. I promise that. Promise myself. And I've done a number of other practices that have really helped my life and really brought things around for me. So I'd love to hear from you. Give me your thoughts. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much to the tens of thousands of you out there, the hundreds of thousands who've supported me over the years. You know, I was doing this 10 years ago. There weren't that many of us podcasting. You know, YouTube was really kind of building up, getting to be the predominant website for media content. All of these things. And now here I am 10 years later, 7,000 episodes, still going strong, loving what I do. I'm going to be out in Las Vegas. I'll give a report from there. I'm going on a mine tour at US Gold Corp. I'll let you know about that. But if you have any guests you'd like me to get on, I do my best to get them. My producer, Melissa, I have to thank her. She's been here with me now 6 years. I mean, that is a record. I don't know how you put up with me all these years, Melissa, but somehow you did. I mean, I'm chaotic, disorganized. I don't have a lot of mood swings, fortunately. So I guess that's a plus. She always tells me I'm a great boss. I have no idea why, but that's what you tell me, Melissa. So I'll believe you. In any event, that is it for now. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you again. It's been another Triple Lutz Report. We'll talk to you again real soon. Send me your emails, kl@kerrylutz.com. This is Kerry Lutz signing out. I love you all.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.